Hello there, and welcome to the Energy Studies Book Club, a podcast. My name is Sam Smeltzer, and I am so excited to just do this mini podcast trailer to tell you what to expect here. And to be fully transparent, I had a trailer that I recorded months ago because I thought I knew what this was, but things have evolved for me personally and professionally in the last 2 months, and it made me rethink what this podcast is. I mean, the premise is still the same. Yes, we're going to read. We're going to read books about energy, but the main core of this podcast is for it to be maybe an accountability buddy, maybe a processing buddy, to go through these books that are so heavily dense with energetic theory that I'm still digesting, that I'm still immersing myself in, and to record those takeaways in real time. So if you don't know, and I'm new to you, a little bit about me is that I started my career as an HR professional. I've done over a decade and really now focus on culture and well-being. I run a burnout recovery center for professionals in York, Pennsylvania called the Heart Center. We also do a ton of work virtually, but it blends energetic theory, in particular classical oriental medicine, with organizational development theory. And this stems from me getting my doctorate in medical Qigong a little over 2 years now, where a part of my final paper was mapping out the pathology of burnout as a dis-ease. And so I've really integrated energy into culture work, into HR work. And I feel like this is the missing piece when it comes to workplaces and employee engagement and productivity and potential and sustainability. I feel like when it comes to people and work, energy is what we need to be talking about. And so I'm a baby when it comes to the world of energetic theory. I'm a baby when it comes to the world of even holistic medicine. It is a whole nother level of terminology, learning and listening to reading these books. And so this podcast is all about me doing bite-sized chunks of these books. I'm actually going to like set a goal in my first episode, tell you my reading list for the year, and read them in small chunks. I'm going to come back every month, share my reflections, hold myself accountable, tell you why if I was able to do 5 pages or 50 pages, and grow together as you're seeing the connections that I'm making between HR and OD theory and in the workplace and the work that I'm doing out in the field. And for me personally, as I'm growing and developing and just putting it all together. What else can you expect from this podcast? I'm sure I'm going to have friends. I mean, it's just that's how the book club podcast started a long time ago, is bringing friends in. It evolved and had authors. I have no doubt that you're going to have some surprises of that along the way. And also, we're going to get more episodes. We're just starting with a monthly book club kind of book club accountability structure. And I say all that because I'm so excited to have the podcast back, or a podcast back in general. So once again, if you've been following me for any period of time, I used to podcast a ton and then kind of set it on a back burner to do a couple of other projects. I've missed it dearly. And when we actually put it on the back burner, that's when the book club podcast actually had just launched and made it through its first official season. And then I shut it all down for a little bit, and now we're awakening it back up, starting with this podcast, and hopefully maybe another coming up. I don't know, but let's start here. Join me for the Energy Studies Book Club podcast, and I have something really embarrassing to share with you. So I wrote a theme song, and I sang it, or kind of spoke it, or I don't know, but I'm so glad that you're here, and I hope that you join me on this energetic reading cultivation rhythm thing together. But thanks for being here with me, and as a thank you, you can hear my embarrassing theme song. Here it is. I will talk to you soon.
Some books stir up your memory, some books open up your chest, some will shake your old assumptions, some will guide you into rest, but all of them are teachers in the quiet of your day, helping mind and body listen in a steady, grounded way. Reading's cultivation, a whole body conversation, every book an invitation into deeper exploration, every page a connection, a mirror for reflection. Come read and let your chi hold you. Join me and read together. Join me and read together.